Timothy Corn.
I'm Timothy Carr. I'm the campaign director for Free Press, the national media reform group. I'm also a native of Seattle, and I'm very pleased that you chose the city as the last of your six visits on this tour. I've been to, I've watched, listened to, or attended all of these hearings. The sentiments heard here in Seattle echo those voiced in Los Angeles, Nashville, Tampa, Harrisburg, and Chicago. The public has made one thing clear in all of this. We firmly believe media consolidation is a bad thing. This is not just evident in the passion you see in all of us here tonight. It's a fact reflected in the public record. My group, Free Press, has done some counting. Of the people who filed comments at the FCC on the issue in 2003, more than 99% were against any further media consolidation. In case you missed that point, let me say it again. 99% of the commenting public was against any rules that would allow a single company like Rupert Murdoch's News Corp to gobble up more radio and television stations. But don't just listen to me. Check your own information. The commission has claimed that cross-owned stations do more local news, but Free Press looked at the FCC data and found that markets with cross-owned stations produce fewer total minutes of local news. Given your own evidence here, what possible reason would you have to dismantle ownership limits? An industry representative sitting on a panel tonight wrote in the Seattle Times this week that broadcasters need you to strip away these rules in order to survive in the internet age. That simply isn't true. FCC data indicate that outside of the very largest markets, there is no financial benefit from the creation of cross-owned and duopoly combinations. So here you have it. The public passion agrees with your own data. Despite what high-paid industry lobbyists have told you, media consolidation is bad for all of us. The public has spoken. It's now up to you to listen to us and stop writing blank checks to big media.
Thank you.